Good afternoon, Desert Vista High School, Wednesday Big Band. Welcome to the NAU Jazz Festival. My name is Paul Brewer. I'm going to be giving you guys some comments based on your performance, and looking forward to hearing you guys play. And you're not even on stage yet, so I'll be back when you guys are ready to play. Looking forward to it. All right, here's my first comment. Is Mr. Krill wearing yellow socks? He made you guys wear black socks, and he gets away with wearing yellow socks. This is quite the double standard going on. You guys need to fix this.
Performing next is the Desert Vista High School Wednesday Big Band under the direction of Mike Krill.
Okay, guys, have fun. Drummer, it'd be great to have like a quick little setup into B1 rather than just the beginning of time. Sounds funny, the beginning of time. So just like a quick little shot, boom, and it kind of just helps set everybody up for subdivision, you know? Yeah, trumpets. I know that's a hard da-da-da. It's kind of like a hard interval in there, but be sure you listen to each other when we go down and get that nice and in tune as quickly as possible. Okay, so horns, I'm having trouble hearing clarity in some of these background parts there. What we need to do is we need to think of this as kind of like a stage whisper. So like when I'm talking to you right now, I'm really over-exaggerating all my articulations, but there's very little tone. We need to make a big deal out of the articulation. I sound like Miles Yost right now. So, horns, think about that. Buddha, Buddha. It's... You guys are accenting the wrong note. You're kind of flip-flopping the accents. Do-da, do-da, instead of do-a, do-a.
Thanks, everyone. We are the Wednesday Big Band from Desert Vista High School. We opened up today with Sweet Georgia Brown, arranged by Sammy Nestico. You heard Jordan Buck on tenor saxophone.
Yeah, Jordan.
And you also heard from Nolan Kelly on the trumpet.
Yeah, Nolan.
We're now going to feature our lead trombonist, Ben Vasey, and he's going to be playing the melody on It Isn't Easy Being Green, arranged by Dave Bardu.
Yeah, trumpets. So that's like a great opportunity to get in tune is when you're playing in the stands because the tone is bouncing right back in your face. So really listen and try and get the notes where they need to be. And drummer, like, use the hi-hat to keep everybody together and you're doing like a nice job stirring things up, but you know, have the other hand moving around, getting some cymbals, lots of nice beautiful colors coming from you. Yeah, saxophones. If you're going to crescendo like that, do it together. Trombones, work on that scale that goes down that had some real pitches. Be ba ba bo bo. Whoa, trumpets. Yeah, Ben. Really good job, man. Nice tone, nice and in tune. Very musical. Hold it, hold it. Oh, yeah, horns. It's, yeah. Yeah, keep the air going throughout the long tone. That way we don't go flat after a while. Yeah, Ben, great job, man. That was really tasty. So,
thanks so much.
I know that a lot of us are new to jazz, but I hope you're really getting out there and researching it and listening to a lot of it. I hope you're listening to a lot of big bands because that's what you're doing. Be nice to get out there, listen to things like the Duke Ellington Big Band, the Count Basie Big Band, the Buddy Rich Big Band, there's a bunch of them. Even more modern ones like the Maria Schneider Big Band and the Mingus Big Band. And so I hope you guys are getting out there, checking out this stuff, listening to things, because it's kind of a language, and if you're not out there listening to it and copying it, you'll never actually learn how to speak that language. There's a lot of things in there that are missing in this group. You guys are playing the instruments? But we're just not... sorry, I'm a little distracted. So yeah, like we're playing the instruments, we're playing the parts for the most part. Some of us still need to practice a little bit more some of our parts, but there's the impact of jazz isn't quite happening in this ensemble. It'd be nice to have a hit right there for the break, their rhythm section. Lots of weirdness in that section right there, guys. Bee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee. There's a lot of intonation issues and also linking up the time in there. Not so much on the rhythm section side, but in the horn side of things. Yeah, the conga player did a hit. Be nice to have it from the drums, too. Yeah. Yeah, once again, guys, like, we're flip-flopping accents. Da, da, da. I have a feeling that note's short in there. You guys need to exaggerate these short notes a little bit more. Like, it's all the articulations are just so mushy in the group. Especially in the saxophones, because there's just so many of you. And if we're not unifying these articulations, it just doesn't quite... by the time it reverberates around in an auditorium such as this, it gets really long. Drummer, it'd be really great to mark the forms in this tune. Like, okay, so we got the same groove going over and over and over and over again. And you should be doing fills to mark the certain sections in this tune. Because this tune just kind of meanders. And I'm not sure what the form is to this, but it helps to feed us the roadmap. Whoa, saxophones. Listen, oh my gosh, saxophones, so out of tune. Wow. Whoa, whoa, bit of a time check there. Okay, so drummer, maybe think about keeping your hi-hat going during your fills to help keep you in check for all that stuff, because, yeah, Mr. Krill shouldn't have to conduct through your fills like that. It should be felt, like everything you play should be exactly in time. Yeah, Everything you play should be exactly in time. That way, you know, Mr. Creel can just go to the side of the stage and dig what's going on from everybody and do what he's doing now, just announcing. He shouldn't have to conduct through that stuff. And the reason why he's doing it is because he knows the horn players can't feel what it is that you're playing. So if you can play something a little bit more logical, I think it would really help with all that stuff. But anyway, guys, I'm going to go ahead and close for now because I got to run over there and give you guys a clinic. And before I do that, I got to write down a whole bunch of comments. So don't let my comments interfere with the obvious hard work you guys have put in to learn all this stuff. It was very enjoyable, and I hope some of my stuff helps you guys out in some form or fashion. I enjoyed it and looking forward to hearing you again soon.